This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The packages will continue moving at UPS. The company has reached a tentative deal with the Teamsters, WSBT-TV's Tiana Baxter in South Bend, Indiana.
Teamsters say the tentative agreement includes immediate raises for all UPS employees, as well as the elimination of a lower-paid class of delivery driver. New delivery vans will also see air conditionings for the first time ever. The company says the five-year agreement covers U.S. Teamster-represented employees in small package roles and is subject to voting and ratification by union members.
While UPS workers aren't expected to walk, SAG-AFTRA members did just that at a big rally in New York City today. Actor Steve Buscemi listed what actors want from Hollywood studios.
Fair pay, revenue sharing, health care, retirement funding, a fair casting process, AI protection, and fair compensation.
U.S. Marine veteran Trevor Reed was released in a prisoner swap with Russia last year. Now he's recovering after being injured while fighting in Ukraine. CBS's Weijia Zhang reports he was taken to a hospital in Germany.
Reed was evacuated from Ukraine with the help of a non-governmental organization, although it's unclear when he could return to the U.S. He was expected to begin classes at Georgetown University next month.
The U.S. says Reed was not acting on behalf of the U.S. government. President Biden proposes a rule he hopes will persuade insurance companies to increase their coverage for mental health treatments. It would require studying whether their customers have equal access to medical and mental health benefits and providing the same level of coverage for both.
Our networks of providers are badly inadequate, with far fewer psychiatrists, therapists, and other mental health professionals compared to all other medical specialties.
CBS's Elise Preston with an honor for Emmett Till, who would have been 82 today had he not been killed in Mississippi, accused of whistling at a white woman.
A heavy stillness hangs over the banks of this Mississippi River.
This is the muddy backwoods Tallahatchie River, where a weighted body was found.
Nearly 70 years ago, Emmett Till's blistered and bruised body was dumped and discovered here.
It's just barbaric. Barbaric what happened.
The family received long overdue recognition from the White House. The church, along with this Mississippi River site and courthouse, are all part of a new national monument honoring Till and his mother.
Nearly 100 pilot whales beach themselves on a Western Australian beach. 51 have died, and efforts are underway to save 46 remaining whales. Wildlife experts say the unusual behavior could be an indicator of stress or illness within the pod. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above-average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
In St. Paul or at CafeLatte.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're live here at Target Field, and I want to get going right away with our special guest because he's spending some extra time with us just before he has to get going on air. We're with Twins Hall of Famer, World Series winner, 87 and 91, Dan Gladden. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. We've been kind of missing each other for a little while, but here we are.
Yes, thank you so much for stopping in. I know this is a busy time of the day for you, just be doing prep before the show, but what about the Twins since the All-Star break? I'm just totally happy.
Well, 9-2 right now. They got the best record since the All-Star break, but yeah, it's a busy time, but it sure is a fun time right now. I think that, you know, watching these guys out here take batting practice, Seattle's in town, a contending team. I just think that the way they've been playing very competitive teams, very competitive baseball. And I tell you what, the fans are really enjoying it. Had some late inning wins the last couple of nights, so looking for more of that here tonight.
Well, it's Heritage, Native American Heritage Night, and that's why we're out here. And we have, like, former Native Americans that have played Major League Baseball, of course, White Earth's Chief Bender Hall of Famer, Kyle Loesch, who is a Native American that played for the Twins, and we're just excited out here to celebrate this. Again, the Twins, I've been out here for the last few games, and they're the cardiac kids here lately.
Well, they're fun to watch, and like you said, they make it exciting, especially last night, kind of back and forth there a little bit. But again, Carlos Correa came through there at the end. But it was collectively, I think collectively it was a team Twins win. Rocco got to use the whole lineup. And anytime you use the whole team, everybody feels kind of part of the club. And they feel that, you know, they kind of contributed a little bit. And I think that that's what makes this team here so special this year.
They are. And you've been on two World Series teams. I mean, hitting will win you games and pitching will win you World Series, yeah. And their pitching is pretty good this year.
Well, it is. I think that health-wise also has been kind of key. You know what's nice? They'll be able to, if you got the starters that they have, we lead, I think, the league in innings pitched, also strikeouts. So I think that with that being said, we're getting length in our starters, and that's going to complement your bullpen. And we got a nice group of guys out there in the bullpen. Probably the first 2 months of the season, the offense was lacking. And I think that that's kind of where we floundered about 500. But now that the offense is kicking in and the pitching is good, I think you're seeing some separation right now with the Cleveland Guardians.
Well, was it a part of the what the manager had to say before the All-Star break, or was it a part of the changing the batting order, or was it part of Kepler hitting, or is it a combination of everything?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of everything, Robert. I think that, you know, when you go into the All-Star break like that and you have 4 days off and you scatter, and a lot of players, you know, go back to their native countries and, you know, visit family and then get on a flight and come back, no baseball activity. And then there's some guys that, you know, do stay active. Once you get back together, which we did, got back together out on the West Coast against the last place Oakland A's, I think really helped us and benefited our team a little bit. You never know what's going to happen when you return from the All-Star break like that. So I'm just glad that these guys are where they're at right now and how well they're playing.
Well, you've been on championship teams, and of course you have your stars and you have your role players, and it seems like the Twins manager really works his role players in a really good way. I see a lot of switching and moving and people going to third and you know, Kirilloff going to right and back to first. And
you know, and Robert, and it goes to show you that, you know, even if I'm not in that lineup initially, I think the way Rocco is using the team here, I got a chance to come in the ballgame a little bit later. I'm going to be prepared, so when that opportunity arises, I'm already ready to go for that certain situation. Got some veteran guys. Filtered in some younger players right now in Wolner, and I consider Larnick still young. We've had some injuries to Royce Lewis, who got an opportunity to really kind of take off. Jose Miranda kind of stumbled a little bit. But you look at our club, I think they're veteran players out there, filtered in with some younger guys right now, and that makes for a championship team.
Well, and Kirilloff, I'm reading here that was a player of the week, and that's yes. That's amazing. And I think you talk about this a lot when he's up to bat, that he waits long enough where he has power and as a right-handed or left-handed batter to right left field.
Yeah, I think that goes to show you the discipline he has in letting that ball get in a little bit. But also it's his stride and his swing plane allows him to drag that bat through the zone there a little bit. And to be able to have opposite power like that, that's something that you're either you have it. I think some guys can learn it. But I think that with him, that's his swing right there, and I would leave him alone and let him continue to do that.
Kind of reminds me of a younger Ken Herbeck in a lot of ways, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, also I think that Jim Thome, a younger player, Jim Thome, you know, he hit a lot of balls, couldn't pull the ball. He hit a lot of balls foul, like, and got him to open up his stance, and then his power came to left center field. It wasn't so much pull power, and I think that that's what Kirilloff also. He hit a ball the other night in right center field that was really hit well, but at the same time, I think that's about as far as he's going to go in pulling the ball down the right field line.
Well, I know you got to get going here soon, and I just want to say, Peeny Geegee, thank you for being on, and I just before we let you go, I remember, I'm you know, an old person now, I remember in 87 when we got you from the Giants. And you were the igniter that we needed, and we didn't have a leadoff batter. And you were tough as nails, and it kind of brought to the Twins some toughness that they were lacking. And I just remember that it was great. We had Mickey Hatcher, and we released Mickey and got you.
You know, that was tough because I remember when I came over here that when you trade and release somebody, you're losing a guy that's been a teammate. And Mickey Hatcher had been a teammate, a good friend, a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. So to come in here and try to have to fill in his shoes, and I felt I'm going to be my own person and just play my style of baseball. And I grew up watching Pete Rosen, which was hard for 9 innings of just grinding it out there. And when I came over here, that was the style that I had, and I think it resonated with the rest of the guys.
You don't have to answer this, but I was at the Hall of Fame, and my wife and I, Wendy, saw you at the airport, but I got Pete Rose's autograph, and I feel like they're going to let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame after he passes away, kind of like what they did with Leo DeRocher.
Yeah, shameful. And, you know, I'm kind of mixed here because as a kid growing up, going to Candlestick Park, watching him play, liked his style. You know, what he did was wrong. When you walk into any clubhouse, there's a sign, a poster that says, if you bet on any baseball, you're going to be banned for life. So that was there. The fact that he did it, you know, he's paid his price. He did it. He's still paying the consequences for it. But at the same time, there's other people that have been elected into the Hall of Fame that have probably a worse background or maybe has committed something as bad, if not maybe worse, and they are in there. So he's the leader in hits. Nobody's going to beat him. He's going to have that record forever.
And he is in the Hall of Fame, but not his plaque. So, Dan, we only got like a minute and a half here, and I really appreciate you being on. One of the things I wanted to ask you, because you started as a San Francisco Giant, Willie Mays, greatest player ever or not?
Well, Willie Mays, as a young outfielder with the Giants, we'd go to spring training, and, of course, just like Minnesota, Rod Carew, Harmon Killebrew come into camp. Willie Mays came into camp and worked with the outfielders, and he sat right next to me. I got to just, you know, you get mesmerized when you hear stories of Willie Mays and the things that he accomplished. I went and watched him play at Candlestick Park. You see all the records and all the things that he has done. And the thing that chews at me a little bit is that I'm supposed to have the San Francisco Giants rookie stolen base record.
Yeah.
But they give it to Willie Mays, but he did it with the New York
Giants.
Yeah. So I think that's a little flawed.
Yeah, especially after them being there for so long. I feel like they shouldn't be talking about the Washington Senators' records with the Twins, too.
Similar. But, you know, I just, to be able to, you know, sit there in a room with Willie Mays and be able to go out there, you know, I played center field now, you know. He was a showman back then. You know, people get a little upset the way some of these guys play today. And all the charisma that they have. Yeah. All the catches that they made. Well, Willie Mays was doing a long time ago.
That's right. And he could back it up. He never dropped it.
That's right.
Dan, thank you so much for stopping in Native Roots Radio. Hopefully we'll see you again. But this is a great night, great celebration here, and a great time to come out to Target Field. A lot of seats left. And we got the Native American Heritage Month, and the Twins are on a roll.
Yes, they are. I'll tell you what, let's make a deal here. Come playoff time, you get back out here, we'll do this again.
Right on.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Ho-wah.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, there was a little delay there. Good to see you. Wow, what exciting interview. We're here. This is Native Roots Radio, and we're at Target Field, and we have our own press box up here, and we are celebrating Native American Heritage Night. And come on out to Target Field and join us. Right, Haley?
Yes. Sorry, I might switch mics here. But yes, it's a great day to be out here.
Slide over and take that one. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great time to be out here. And it's hot.
Yeah. And well, it's great to have Dan Gladden on and talking about all those things. And please, everybody, it's exciting. I just want to remind everyone, too, that Native Roots Trading Post is out here on Target Field, on Wright Center, on Gate 34. And we have things that we're selling out there. And I just want to say that, you know, I haven't beat it or made anything, Haley, but I definitely we have a lot of artists, and I can name every one of them that's done something. And so I'm really excited. Come out and check out the store. Check out the game. Come and say hi to us. I know one of my daughters and her husband's going to be out here tonight. And there's a lot of Native Americans out here. So I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, and we saw some, or you said you saw some women in regalia looking like it was, we're going to have some dancers on the field.
Yeah, some they're going to be dancing beforehand. There's a celebration, and I'm sure somebody from Prairie Island will be throwing out the first pitch. The Twins are doing really good. I guess we could talk a little baseball here, you know, and one of the things that Dan was talking about was how well balanced the team is. And I've been out here the last few days. I didn't come out last night, but what a great win last night. And I have the fever. I think baseball has changed a little bit this year. I know a lot of people don't like that. I don't like the thing that they put a person on second base, you know, in the extra innings. But I like the fact that they've sped up the game again. The average time of the game is now 2 hours and 39 minutes, which to me, Haley, is really reasonable. And, you know, they were touching 4 hours prior to that.
Right. And 4 hours, that's such a long time to be sitting. I mean, if you're in the stands, hopefully you're getting up and walking around and checking out what the vendors got for food out here. I know we were smelling hot dogs and popcorn earlier, making us hungry while we're setting up.
We know what we're going to do right after this game, too. Or right after the show, I mean, not after the game. But, well, we're going to clean up. But we're really blessed to be out here. And this is kind of a... If you know me, this is kind of a dream come true. I've always been a big baseball fan all my life, a big Twins nerd, and, you know, just have a lot of trivia. We're right now, we're watching some batting practice here with the Twins, and I don't know who's up to bat there. I can't see right off the top. Well, they don't have their numbers on.
Yeah, they're all in their practice stuff.
Right. So that was a right-handed batter. Oh, and this looks like, that looks like Kepler is batting, and left-hander, and he's hitting into right field. That's good. So it's good to, you know, have kind of, with all the things that are going on in the world, it's kind of good to have a little chill out and, you know, enjoyment, kind of guilty pleasure watching some baseball, Major League Baseball, or even, you know, us Native Americans, we're big in softball. I know that. I have a lot of relatives that are, over the years and still now, that are hugely involved with softball tournaments, and they keep going. He's my cousin, and he's 10 years younger than us, and I won't say his name, but he was drafted. He was a ball player, and he was a left-handed pitcher, and he was drafted by the majors. And he played for Harding High School, and he's 10 years younger than me. He's still playing softball in softball tournaments, and that's Jason. I don't want to say his last name because I didn't want to, but
yeah,
you can figure out if you look on my Facebook who it is.
Well, that's probably I'll say I grew up watching baseball. I grew up mm-hmm. watching the Twins, and really, I think I knew the names of almost every player back probably when I was in elementary school. And just a reminder, I'm Gen Z, so yeah. A lot younger than you, Daga. Yeah. But Justin Morneau, Joe Mauer mm-hmm. were playing back in the day, and yeah. I looked up to Joe Mauer so much as a catcher.
Yeah.
And that's when I started playing softball, and the position I chose to play was catcher, and the only number I would wear was number 7. So, and that was funny, just Dan. I got my Joe Mauer t-shirt on right now, and Dan wanted to know who I was wearing.
Right. Well, I don't know if I have any Gladden jerseys, but yeah, I go back from the Twins. My favorite ball player was Harmon Killebrew, and when he retired, he had the fifth most home runs of anyone in Major League history in 1975.
Wow.
I think he's 10th or 12th now. He's down there because people have passed him. Got to see Rod Carew in his prime. 1969, when the Twins had Billy Martin as a manager, and Rod Carew, in the one and only year that Billy Martin was manager, Rod Carew stole home 7 times and tied the major league record. Can you believe that?
Wow.
That's how they hustled. Then they won the division again under Bill Rigney in 1970. Tony Oliva, you know, he was the first player ever to win 2 batting titles. The first 2 years, he won Rookie of the Year, and then the next year he won a batting title, and then he won another one, 71. And I am so happy that he's in the Hall of Fame. Wendy and I went down for his induction into the Hall of Fame along with Jim Cott, who is probably one of the, if not the, one of the best fielding pitchers of all time with 13 gold gloves. I think, what's his name, from Atlanta, has 16 now. I can't think of his name, but he's a Hall of Famer too, the old Atlanta pitcher. But hey, we're here at Target Field enjoying life. We're looking at batting practice or taking it down, taking down the background there. And if you go on to Native Roots Radio, why don't you put the big picture up of the field? We got our view right up there. That's pretty much our view of the skyline in the city. If you're looking at
our Facebook
and YouTube, yeah.
But Shantina, who always comments on our Facebook live, is asking how hot it is right now in Minneapolis. And I'm just taking a look. It is 91. And I feel like earlier when we got here, probably around 2, it was reading 93.
Yeah.
So it seems like we've got a little bit more overcast, which I'm sure a lot of the fans here appreciate.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, it's volatile weather, too, with this humidity, heat. I want to call it a drought because, you know, we had all the flooding in the beginning of spring, and then we haven't had any rain since. So it's crazy. It's totally crazy, this global warming here. One of the things, too, I was listening to somebody giving a pitch about Target Field, and did you know... he had a little tour going on, and I was running around. I don't know what I was doing beforehand, but I was running around, and I was like, I wanted to take a tour, I guess. But you know that they recycle their own water out here? So underneath the field, the grass field here at Target Field recycles the water. So when you're overwatering grass, for example, the water will drip in, and they'll recycle that water.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is amazing. That's one of the things. And I can't believe, and I've told you this too, I can't believe that they put this beautiful ballpark in such a small footprint. I don't know, Haley, you're probably not young enough to remember this, but this was a little parking lot. And this is just an amazing field right now.
Yeah, I mean, look around us. We've got skyscrapers to the left, skyscrapers to the right.
That reminds me of a song.
Right in the middle, right in the heart of downtown Minneapolis.
So you said that I mentioned my favorite Twins, and Puckett's up there too. Herbeck, Gaetti, those 87 Twins, and Dan Gladden. What a class act for stopping in and kibitzing with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was my first time meeting him. I know you have showed me a picture. You met him at the airport, which is also very cool and very nice of him that he would stop and take a picture with you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then he told us a story, and I don't want to get into it, but I did read, if you Google Scott Laius and Dan Gladden, you'll see that Scott Laius, he was telling us, Wendy and me, the story about Scott Laius coming over to his house during his daughter's his daughter's birthday party, but it didn't end up good for Scott Laius. And Gladden has always been pretty intense dude and pretty right on with his feelings. So hey, we're at Target Field. This is Native Roots Radio, and this is part of Land Back too. We are here up in the up in the press box here for Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Oh.
the civic media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. The packages will keep moving as UPS and the union reach a tentative contract. Abe Eshkenazi with the Association for Supply Chain Management.
Unfortunately, a strike in this magnitude with the volume that they handle, we don't have enough alternatives. So first, costs would have gone up. Delays would have increased in terms of products.
Striking SAG-AFTRA members hold a star-studded rally in New York City. The actors, along with striking writers, want pay increases, residuals with streaming TV, and AI protections. Actor Bryan Cranston.
We will not allow you to take away our dignity!
A national monument will honor Emmett Till and his mother. The killing of the black Chicago teenager in Mississippi in 1955 helped propel the civil rights movement. President Biden saying...
At a time... when there are those who seek to ban books, bury history, we're making it clear, crystal, crystal clear.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local civic media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children.
Grand Avenue in St. Paul or at CafeLatte.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got our little camera there. It looks, I don't know what happened. Something something happened here. But hey, we're here at Target Field. It's Native American Heritage Night here, and... we are looking at right field here, gate 35, right by the Creative Corner, and we have natives dancing traditional, and we have the drum over there,
People from Prairie Island are here dancing, and it's a beautiful thing to be happening here while people are coming into the stadium, Haley.
Yeah, the gates are open now, and we've got crowds coming in. There's a bunch of Native Americans. We got dancers that, are they performing now, or do you think they're practicing?
I can see they're performing.
Yeah. I'm hoping they come on the field and perform for everyone once before the first pitch.
I think it'll probably be a little before the game. We're here really early, and we're just excited to be here to talk about the Twins, to talk about Creative Corner, that Native Roots Trading Post is out here. It's just a win-win situation, and it's so funny. We had a great interview with Dan Gladden earlier, and I was talking to Haley during break, and I was saying, wow, that was really, you know, we did like a 20-minute interview, and she said, no, you just did like a minute longer than we usually do, and I was like, wow, I don't know. I thought it was longer, and I thought we were holding him here longer, and he had just a lot of great insight and great information. What a class act to stop in and just say, hey.
Absolutely. Yeah, it could be the different environment, too, making time feel a little distorted, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, I'm looking at right now they get this handed out about the Minnesota Twins. They're 54-48, and it talks about the Twins have gone 4-0. You know, it's game notes, and in order to talk coherently like they do, and I wanted to tell him this, too, and that I think the Twins broadcasting is one of the best in the country. And right. I've listened to other ones, and the radio side is amazing. I see tonight on the TV side they have Roy Smalley, who's a former Twin, World Series winner. Amazing statistic on him. He was traded for Burt Blylevin and Danny Thompson, and I think Mike Cubbage and Bill Singer were also in that trade. Roy Smalley has twin daughters, you know, and that was way before, you know, getting twins. It was pretty rough. And then he also was, I do believe he's one of the best Twins TV broadcasters. The insight that he has that I don't hear by any. And I think Morneau, who's going to be broadcasting for the Twins too, has gotten better. But I just, you know, Roy Smalley the third has been doing this for a long, long time, and I really enjoy listening to him. But I also really like listening to Gladden. Gladden's probably the fourth longest now radio personality. I was looking at that board that's in the press box that you see all the former announcers, and of course Herb Carneal, who started in '62, the year after the Twins were here, and he did it over 40 years. He's a Hall of Famer. And I remember growing up and listening to him on the car radio with my dad. And, it's just baseball, it crosses generations, you know, and I think that's one of the cool things. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to my son-in-law, too. His brother played, Josh Johnson played Major League Baseball, and he was just honored in the Florida Marlins. He was all-star for 2 years in a row, and the first time any Florida Marlin was ever an all-star, and we're going to get him on when it's appropriate, but he's an enrolled member up at Leech Lake, and he's another native, and
he'd be great to have on the show.
Right on. Well, we got, when he's in Minnesota or something, we can get him to come out here and get the press box again. So much time do we have left?
You know, right now we're at 7 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, it sounds like, hey, I can't wait till the bumper music, because I've been just blabbing, and I normally don't blab. We usually have awesome guests talking about everything from, you know, pipelines, going over sacred land, to actors, to singers, to guitar people, things like that. So it's just been a real thrill to be here at Target Field, and what a class act the Twins have been to let us do this.
Absolutely. And just kind of going back, I didn't, about your rainwater fact about how they water the field and how that gets reused.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom TMI, but they had compost bins for the hand tissues, like paper towels, and the parks, like, not to call out Washington County Park, but they don't even have compost bins.
Right. When they're trying to do it right, and we appreciate that, you know. It's still the cheapest ticket in town. If you want to bring your family to see a major sport, you know, if you don't mind sitting way up, which we are way up, and this is where, you know, the press sits and can see the whole field.
Exactly.
Yeah, see the whole field and what's going on. And so come on out tonight. It's Native American Heritage Night.
Yeah.
And we see Prairie Island, who, you know, Treasure Island is a big sponsor of the Minnesota Twins. And they are just awesome people down there, down by Red Wing. And what a great tribe they are.
Is that technically Welch, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Where their casino is, yeah.
Right. That was my first time going there, was for a concert, actually, about a month ago.
And, oh.
Yeah, great venue for a concert. Outdoor amphitheater. It was really nice.
Well, they do a lot for the community, and they do a lot for their people, and that's really what matters because... You know, sometimes casinos get a bad name, but, you know, you dig deep in what they're doing and what people are doing with their casinos. They are helping their people. And I'm, like, catching a little ADHD here, Haley. I'm looking in right field, and those dancers are still dancing, and it's an amazing thing. We can't hear because there's, like, batting practice music going on. I don't know if I'm sure everyone can hear that, but... yeah, it's amazing.
So do you think there's going to be, what, do you want to do any score guesses? Yeah, give us a prediction of what you think the score is going to be.
Well, you know, it's not like football, Haley, and I know you love football.
I am
it's
a big
like
a, football
person. I can't say the Vikings by 3, 17-10. And that's really 7 points, just seeing if you're paying attention. But I don't know. They're similar teams, and the Twins have a good chance of winning because I'm telling you, since the All-Star game, like Dan Gladden said, it's just amazing how well they're playing. Different people are stepping up. So, and the game's never over because the last four victories, or at least three of them that I can remember, were really like in the last few innings. They looked like they were going to lose it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they came back, they tied it, and they won it, you know. So I'm thinking the Twins in 10. 10 innings.
Well, I hope as long as they win it, I'll be good with that.
Yeah.
How about that?
Definitely. And then we got to just say, too, that they're giving out T-shirts to the first 5,000 people here.
Yeah.
5,000 fans. And they're really nice T-shirts. And they say Minnesota on it. And they have, like, Dreamcatcher colors, Native American design. And it looks really cool. And it has a little logo in the back for Prairie Island.
Oh, does it? I didn't see the back. That's pretty cool.
So I'm curious to ask you, and I don't know if this is a fair or unfair question, Haley, but the Twins have a new hat. They have several new hats, but the one with the M and the star, what do you think of that hat?
You know, it's very different from the other Twins logos. Mm-hmm. I will give them that, but I think this different is good.
Okay.
I do like it. I like the North Star. That's what that's representing, right? Above
yes.
the M?
Yeah.
They've got a star-looking logo. I like the North Stars. I do.
Yeah.
I like that name.
I think at first what I was a little hurt about was the fact that it was like looking too closely like a Marlins old M. But the more I see it, and I see it on a lot of people wearing that hat, it looks pretty sharp, and I'm glad they still have the TC, and I hope they never get rid of that like they did in the 80s, because it reminded me when they brought that logo here, the NY for New York, the TC for Twin Cities, you know,
yeah,
and the pinstripes that they used to wear.
Yeah, the TC symbol for the Twins, I think, is very iconic, and mm-hmm. that's always what I grew up seeing. But I also do like the Twin Cities jerseys, too.
Yeah, and you know what's weird? They kind of look like the Saints jersey. So that's the Saints years ago when they first came back in the 90s. They were very similar fonts and similar colors. And I don't know if that's what they were going for or what.
I dig it. I dig it for sure.
Cool. Well, how are we doing on time? Because we're going to have Wendy up next. And
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left here.
Well, okay, what else can we talk about here?
Well,
I'm going to just tell you a quick, we talked a little bit. I want to say that, I'm looking at the former ball players, and Jabba Chamberlain is a Winnebago, and he played for the Yankees. He played for a lot of teams in the 2000s. And
wow.
I just want to give him a shout out because I'm sure we're related to him somehow, Haley. We're related to everybody.
Yeah, if he's Winnebago, we probably are. But that's very cool. I did not know that either.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm just getting a message from Micah, my son-in-law. He said, I don't want to be on air. I'm too nervous. Well, join the club, Micah. We're all nervous here on Native Roots Radio. We just don't show it.
Yeah, so if you're going to come out to the Twins game, get out here, Minneapolis Target Field. The Twins are playing the Seattle today. And
Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners, right?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, 6:40.
Haley likes that football. So, yeah, Jabba Chamberlain played with the Yankees from 2007 to 2013, and then with the Tigers, and then Royals, and then ended up with the Cleveland team. And at that time, they were called something that we don't like to bring up, but he had a 25-21 record, career record. So we wanted to give a shout-out to him because we know he's listening to Native Roots Radio because we're all over Civic Media, the Twin Cities, and, of course, YouTube and Facebook. So we're really happy to be here. And up next, we're going to have Wendy Pilot with the Sacred Animal Portion. You're listening to Native Roots Radio at the Twin Stadium Target Field. We'll be back after this short break. Please stay with us. Oh.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Your neighbors are talking about the Blue Line Extension, connecting North Minneapolis, Crystal, Robbinsdale, and Brooklyn Park to the light rail transit system.
I feel like a lot of times people, when they think about transit, it's like, well, it's a bus, it's a train, it's whatever. But it really isn't. It's a lifeline for many communities, and it feels like something that we really need here.
Hear more of this story and others at yourblueline.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas will help you get where you want to go. Located in downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality at Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. Apply today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna Hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota Hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota Hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, we're here at Target Field. Still plenty of time, and people are rolling in here. We're It's Native American Heritage Night here at Target Field in Minneapolis. And everyone, come on down. Hey, you know, I kept on saying to Haley, how much time do we have left? Because I'm normally not talking this much. We usually have a guest talk this much. And so time's dragging. I guess I must be boring to myself, huh, Haley?
No, you're not that bad.
Oh, okay. You get a raise. All right.
All right, thank you.
Hey, so without any further ado, we're going to have Wendy with her sacred portion of the show and give us a break. So, Wendy, take it away.
Thank you, Robert. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dago Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And as always, it is my pleasure to do those type of things. And I often talk about, especially during the summer, how we could help our wildlife by leaving water out in our backyards and around and filling up the bird baths and making sure that the water is clean and changing the hummingbird nectar at least every couple of days, especially in the hot weather. That nectar needs to be changed. If not, the sugar in the nectar will ferment. And when the little hummingbird takes a drink of that nectar, it ferments on their tongue, and then their tongue gets, they can't use their tongue anymore, and then they die. So it's really important if you're going to have nectar out for the hummingbirds. It is a commitment, and I make my own. It's 1 cup sugar and 4 cups of water. Just boil it up on the stove. Just remember to just use plain old granulated sugar. Please do not use raw sugar or anything else, just regular plain granulated sugar. 1 cup of sugar, 4 cups of water, and then just fill the container up just enough so it comes through those little flower petals on your dispenser. And then just wash it out with nice hot water, and that's it. Fill it up every couple of days, and then you could keep the leftover nectar in the refrigerator in a pitcher. I'm not sure how long it stays. I think I keep mine for about 2 weeks, and that usually does it. But Robert, you texted me a picture the other night. It was really hot out of a possum drinking from the water dish that we keep outside. So while I'm away, Robert, I appreciate you watering and filling up those containers for the animals and watering all our plants and keeping everything hydrated. So thank you. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the possum. And I really love these little animals, and they are really good to have in your backyard because they eat a ton of ticks. So I always welcome the possums. I know some people think that they're ugly, but I don't. I think they're very, very cute. And this is a little bit of information, and this is from the North Texas Wildlife Center. And I'm just going to read this. The possum is one of the world's oldest mammals, dating back to 65 million years ago. They're often referred to as living fossils and have remained mostly unchanged over time. A female possum can have 13 to 20 babies, but she only has 13 nipples. Mama is pregnant for only 12 days and gives birth to fetal-like joeys that are the size of your pinky fingernail. That's pretty small. At this stage, they have no back legs, but they have crawl claws that allow them to climb into the pouch and latch onto a nipple for nutrition, warmth, and security. Nature is cruel, though, immediately culling the weak. So too slow to make it to the pouch, sorry, you lost your spot. Too weak, oh well, it's over before it even begins. 2 to 4 months later, the babies begin to leave the pouch and ride on the mama's back. But nature strikes again. Too weak to hold on? Bye. Too soon to catch up? Zup, sorry, you're gone. You're a goner. So nature is pretty cruel to these cute little animals. But as they grow, they begin to fall off in a revolutionary, advantageous dispersal pattern. Instead of concentrating the population into one area, they're known to spread out. Nature and man make problems, challenges for their survival. Cars, cats, dogs, poison, predation, litter, habitat loss, and abuse. If you see a possum in your yard, he fought to make it so far. So don't let your mild inconvenience take away his life. Do not trap, do not relocate, do not poison. Be kind, coexist. After all, they were here first. Yes, 65 million years ago. That's amazing. It really is. But I love those little critters, and I'm happy because they do eat ticks. So if they're in my yard eating all the ticks, I'm just happy because then the ticks don't get on my dog. We do let our kitty cat, Lucy, outside, but only when we're outside, and she just stays in the backyard just for a little while. She does like to sit in the sun and hang out. So hopefully the possums ate all the ticks and they're not going to land on any of our dogs or cats. So happy about that. I have an update from the National Eagle Center, and this is something that I didn't know. They say that bald eagles swim. So our post earlier referenced the backstroke showing a bald eagle flying inverted during a mid-air tussle. Of course, they would use completely different stroke when they swim, and they do swim. I didn't know that. People are often quite surprised to learn that eagles can swim. It's a fairly regular occurrence that members of the public or a follower here on Facebook share a video, and their complete shock with us at the sight of a bald eagle swimming on a river or a lake. Of course, the natural reaction when seeing this for the first time is that the eagle needs assistance, but they are very capable and often use this technique to bring larger fish to shore for a very filling meal. It isn't the most graceful or even planned activity for an eagle, but sometimes the pursuit of food, fish, results in an unexpected dip in the drink. This also ties into the misconception concerning how much weight an eagle can carry. Catching a fish too large to fly back to shore, often only 3 to 4 pounds, is common, and a hungry bald eagle is not eager to simply let that fish go. So they drag it through the water to shore using what is best described as a butterfly-style stroke. One final note has to do with another misconception, being that eagles often drown because they cannot release their talons at will, and are pulled under by a too large fish. This is false. Bald eagles can often open and close their talons at will, and drowning due to a fish is either the result of exhaustion if they were too far from shore, or their own stubbornness for refusal to let the big one get away. So that is our update on eagles, and I was not sure that they could swim, so I'm glad that they can, and if I do see an eagle in a lake or a river, I won't be as concerned. And with that, Robert, back to you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Wendy. Come on out to Target Field. This has been Nate.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. The Tap.